I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin. Our legislators were correct in forcing the issue of reopening our schools. Their legislation was an acknowledgement of what most have already realized, namely that children staring at screens for long periods of the day does not equate to the learning they achieve being in the classroom. There's also the problem of increased emotional problems from missing interaction with other students. When the pandemic first hit, we correctly discontinued in-class learning while we learned more about the virus, who was most susceptible, and how it impacted the lives of our children. Data has demonstrated that young children, particularly grades K through 12, were neither getting the virus in large numbers, having serious effects from it, nor were they spreaders. Health officials have developed some workable protocols for returning to class, especially for elementary children. Our private schools have overcome many of these challenges while protecting the health of their students, teachers, and workers, even though their class sizes are much smaller and their buildings more modern. But we can learn from them. The legislation our General Assembly passed, while sound in principle, needs to allow some flexibility for particular schools and systems. Older schools have more ventilation concerns, classroom sizes need to be adapted, more intense frequent cleaning will be needed, bus schedules will need revamping, and cafeterias will have to adapt to social distancing. Each system and each building will need specific attention. However, flexibility cannot be an excuse for teachers, administrators, and staff to put up roadblocks. Where there's a will, we must find the way. Let's be clear about our priorities. We have to respect and listen to parents. Let us also be clear we value our teachers and school personnel and need to ensure their safety. But our first and main priority has to be our students. We cannot lose the generation of our children who fell behind and never recovered. What's needed now is action. And we believe, well, we trust, our lawmakers will be receptive to additional staffing and expenditures to make successful what they just legislated. The first step is to assess the grade level progress of each student. Teachers need to know just how much remediation is needed. And nowhere is this more imperative than with reading and basic math skills. A child who cannot read or do math at grade level is never going to succeed. The material only gets more difficult. We may find large numbers of children have failed to learn at appropriate grade levels and need to drop back. There's no point in assuming they got the material at this time of the year. Summer school may be a necessity in order to ensure our children get back to grade level. Parents may not like that, because they usually prefer having blocks of summer months for vacation, especially if the virus will allow more travel and freedoms this summer. Teachers like having time off also, but again, the number one priority is our children, and we need to do what's best for the most of them. We also might find that students have grasped the basics, a lot of them. However, there are some who need additional tutoring or instruction, and we cannot leave those students behind and need to be prepared for additional substitute teachers to help them catch up. Nobody was properly prepared for how things developed back in 2020, but there's little excuse for not planning now for the school year that begins in August. Virtual learning certainly has a future, and now's the time to perfect it. The bottom line is we must do what's needed to keep kids first in education.